but snowshoes on.
Correct. How about $7 or $8? Does courtship make a fellow spoon?
Yes, but marriage makes them fork over.
Correct. Pay that man $9 because...
It pays to be ignorant.
It pays to be ignorant, to be dense, to be dumb, to be ignorant. It pays to be ignorant just like me. Each week I earn $6. My brain is terribly lax. But when there ain't no income, then there ain't no income tax. So you see, it pays to be ignorant.
Here we are again with that quiz program for all people over 35 who are still in the second grade. We have a board of experts who are so dumb they think a nightmare is a milkman's horse. First, we have the celebrated author, Mr. Harry McNaughton, who has just written the condensed version of the book, A Bell for a Donna, entitled Bong. But here it is, Mr. Harry McNaughton. Mr. McNaughton.
I have a poem, Mr. Howard.
I see.
I stood on the bridge at midnight and the wind was full of air when somebody pulled the bridge away and left me standing there. I got awfully wet, you know.
All right. Next, we have a woman who is the inspiration of the song, I Walk Alone Because I'm Homely. A woman who has a large background, but it's spread all over the country. There she is, Santa Claus's first wife, Miss Lulu McConnell.
You know, Mr. Howard, my old man took me with him to buy a purple tie.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but we didn't seem to know just what kind he wanted.
I see.
So he put his hands around my throat and squeezed.
Yes.
Then he turned to the salesman and said, see? That's the shade of purple I want.
Too bad he let go. Next we have a man whose head comes to a point because his mother was scared by an ice cream cone. A man who didn't talk till he was 5 years old because he didn't have anything to say. Here he is, Mr. George Shelton.
Hey, Todd, I got a letter from my Uncle Webb put up on his farm in Maine last week.
Mm.
He tells me he'd trade his bicycle in for a cow.
Yeah, he did. Mm. But he's going to look funny riding around the farm on a cow.
He's going to look a whole lot funnier trying to milk that bicycle.
Yeah, I imagine. Well, as the expert, folks, from now on we promise you nothing. So here is the first question. Are you paying attention?
Yeah. Are we paying attention? That's an easy question.
Okay, okay.
The answer is no.
All right.
Boy, we got rid of that one quick, didn't we?
Yeah.
What's the next question, Mr. Howard?
I haven't asked the first question yet.
Boy, are we good. We answer them now before you answer them.
Yeah. Are you nuts?
Well, some say one thing and some say another.
All right, here's the question. Now, pay attention, see if we can get it. The question is, if a man was born 25 years ago, how old would he be today? No help from the audience, please.
Well, what's the man's name, Mr. Howard?
What do you want to know his name for?
Well, I thought I could call him up.
I see.
I wouldn't mind meeting a nice man with post-war plans.
With post-war plans?
Yeah, but you don't know how old he is.
Well, he's a man, ain't he?
Yeah, that's all. But that's not the question. If a man was born 25 years ago, how old would he be today?
When was he born, Mr. Howard?
I don't know what day he was born on.
You're joking. You don't seem to know much about the man at all, do you?
Look, please, the questions you ask are a relative.
Well, if he's a relative, surely you ought to know his name.
Well, he's a relative.
Well, maybe he lives out west. Maybe he's a distant relative.
Maybe he's a distant relative. He isn't any relative. No relation at all.
No relation?
No.
Oh, the poor man. Not even a mother or father?
Mr. Connell, why don't you turn yourself in as waste fat someday? Look, let's get on here. The man I'm talking about is purely hypothetical.
You mean he's nuts?
He's a... Don't you know what hypothetical means?
I never discuss religion. Religion or politics, I never talk
about. Who said anything about politics?
Mr. Howard, would you mind repeating the question?
I'll be glad to.
Thank
if
you.
A man was born 25 years ago, how old would he be today?
Sounds like the same question you asked before.
It is the same question.
You see, I was right.
You were right, yes. The question is about age.
Oh, age.
Age.
Who's age? Oh, say, by the way, how old are you, Miss McConnell?
I'm 44.
44?
Yes.
Your neck measurement is more than that.
How old are you, Mr. Shelton?
I'm just 38.
38. I'd like to have the difference in cigarettes. Let's get on here.
How old are you, Mr. Howard?
My age is my own business.
You've been in business a long time, haven't you?
The question is, if a man was born 25 years ago, how old would he be today?
Mr. Howard, how old was this party when he was born?
Ain't this awful?
He couldn't have been very old.
No, he wasn't very old.
Probably only a baby.
Maybe, yes.
You know, some babies are born very young these days.
I imagine they are.
Yeah.
You know, I was born in Rhode Island.
Why?
I don't know. Just a knack of Providence, I guess.
That's sweet. Us a little better attention than we did the last one. Now, here it is. What is carried in a mail pouch? A mail pouch. Did you hear the question, Mr. McCaughton?
Indeed I did, Mr. Howard. Yes, I heard it just as distinctly as if you were right here in the studio with me.
I see. Well, just to make sure, would you repeat it so I can make sure you heard it?
Well, certainly. You said, did you hear the question, Mr. McNaughton?
I know, but what was the question?
Well, ain't you supposed to know that?
I know it.
Well, what are you asking us for? That's the whole trouble with you.
Wait a minute.
The minute you get stuck, you blame it on us.
Why don't you take your head apart and build yourself a bungalow?
How many rooms?
Just a minute. Mr. Connell, do you know what they carry in a mail pouch?
Why should I know? I haven't got a pouch.
That's what you think. I didn't say I had a pouch. What do other people carry in their pouches?
Their eyes.
Their eyes, I see.
Besides, I don't go around asking people what they carry in their pouches.
No.
I'm no busybody.
Yeah, you may not be busy, but you're a lot of body. Now, let's go on there. The question is, what is carried in pouches?
Oh, I know, Mr. Howard. Kangaroos.
No.
Baby kangaroos.
No, no.
Well, say, did you hear about the baby kangaroo that ran away from its mother?
No.
Yes, and left her holding the bag.
Look, haven't any of you ever been to the post office?
Post office? Oh, rather. Why, I was down there today. I wrote myself a letter. Yes, and went down to mail it.
You wrote yourself a letter?
Yes.
What'd you say to yourself?
I don't know. I won't get it till tomorrow.
I see in the paper where some woman out west is suing a hospital for operating on her husband.
Yeah, on what grounds?
For opening up her mail. Are you dying?
That is the corniest gag I ever heard.
Hey, you know, talking about letters, I got a letter from my brother with $50 in it, but I had to send it back to him.
Oh, really? Why do you have to send it back?
Well, it said on the envelope, return in 5 days.
Listen, you three dead letters, we have a question here. What is carried in mail pouches? Mr. Shellen, do you know what a pouch is?
Do I know what a pouch? Certainly I do.
We have a leather one in our boarding house.
You do? Well, that's fine. Now, what do you carry in that pouch?
Don't carry anything. I sleep on it.
You sleep on it. That's not a pouch. That's a couch.
Come on over to Howard. I beg to differ. A couch, old boy, is a person who walks sort of stooped over.
No. That's slouch.
Oh, no. A slouch is a mean person.
No. That's grouch. Grouch, you know, whizzled up old crab who goes around snapping at people and making nasty remarks.
Now we're back to Mr. Howard again.
Thank you, and now while we're lining up our contestants, ladies and gentlemen, we have a bunch of men here who call themselves musicians. Dr. Novick and his orchestra, which will show you how music should not be played. Here's Dr. Novick playing the Dancing Doll. It's a good time to leave the theater, folks.
Mr. Howard, is a gentleman from the United States Army, Corporal Jim Williamson.
How do you do, Mr. Williamson? And welcome to our program. It certainly is nice to have you with us. How do you feel, sir?
Fine, Tom, thank you.
Well, that's really fine. Where is your hometown, would you care to tell us?
Chicago.
Oh, Chicago, Illinois. Where is
Chicago? Well, mush my hair and call me Fuzzy.
I used to
work in that town, Charles. I was a tailor in a lawyer's office.
You were a tailor in a lawyer's office?
I used to press suits.
Oh, pay no attention to them, Mr. Williams. How long have you been in the service?
22 months, Tom.
22 months? Isn't that marvelous? And congratulations.
Say, you know, Jim, pardon me, call you Jim. I was a dollar a year man in the last war.
A dollar a year man?
I was a buck private.
Mr. McMartin, you're an imbecile.
Not only that, I've got fat feet.
I see. And a head smash. Pardon me, what did you do before you entered the service?
I was an economist, Tom, in Chicago.
Economist in Chicago. I imagine that would be very interesting work. Well, we are certainly very, very happy to have you with us.
Yeah, what's your first name, honey?
What's your first name? Jim.
Oh, Jim.
Jim.
Cute name, isn't it?
Cute name.
Cute kid, too.
All right.
Oh, you. Sure is cute. A Chicago boy. Wow. Well, you can just call me girl. I get around.
Yeah, you get around. And you're always tight, too. Would you reach into the dunce cap there, Jim, and pick out a question for us, please? And would you be kind enough to read the question, if you will?
What state is mentioned in the song, Carry Me Back to Old Virginia?
Very good. What state is mentioned in the song, Carry Me Back to Old Virginia?
Mr. Howard, what is the question about?
I just told you.
I must have wax in my ears.
Yeah, you have bees in your bonnet, too.
Boy, that's a honey.
That's a honey. The question is about states.
You know, Mr. Howard, when I went to school, I could mention every state in the Union.
When you went to school, there were only 13 of them.
You know, Mr. Howard, I used to work for a farmer down in Virginia.
You worked for a farmer?
Mm. Did he have a daughter? Oh, did he, rather. And every night he would say to me, leave the barn door open. Father's coming home with a load. Hey, hey.
No, I knew a girl by the name of Virginia.
Oh, really? Was she nice?
Was she? Virginia was real.
Virginia.
Virginia. Oh, I kill myself if
don't. Yeah, you do. It's not me out what happened. Virginia was real.
You know, my grandmother used to tell me about old Virginia. Ah, many of the times she told me about Virginia, with all their beautiful girls dressed in hoop skirts and bustles.
You know, I used to wear a bustle.
You're still wearing it, Miss McConnell.
Oh, keep quiet. You wouldn't know a bustle from the mumps.
Yeah, well, if that's the mumps, it must be the large economy size.
Hey, Mr. McConnell, when was the last time you were in Virginia?
When Grant took Richmond, Mr.
Oh, is that so? I've been there several times since then.
Oh, you have? You chin out that time, didn't you?
You know, my uncle lived in Virginia. He was also a great actor.
I see, a Virginia ham.
Oh, okay.
Yes, but we cured him.
You cured him. Look, we're drifting away from the question.
Yeah?
Now, let's try and get back to it. It's a very simple question. You ought to be able to grab it very easily. Yeah. Now, pay attention. What state? What state is mentioned in the song, Carry Me Back to Old Virginia?
Mr. Howard, who wrote the song?
Please. I don't know who wrote the song. That's not the issue.
Oh, I know that song. Issue is or issue ain't.
That's a song that carries me away.
Wherever it carries you to, I hope it leaves you there.
Is wonderful. I love his Fritzy Carter.
Yeah, somebody ought to cut it out. There's nothing the matter with your radio, folks. The drummer just dropped his bridge work.
Yes, we have, Mr. Howard, and a very lovely and charming young lady she is. Cadet Vera McGee of the Cadet Nurse Corps.
Oh! Well, that's fine. Good evening, Cadet McGee, and welcome to a Taste Beer.
She nice, Mr. Howard.
What's that?
She nice?
Yes.
I don't feel so good.
Never mind. Pay no attention to them, Mr. McGee. How do you feel?
Fine.
Well, that's fine. You certainly do look. And where's your hometown, would you care to tell us?
My hometown is in Tottenville, Staten Island.
Tottenville, Staten Island. Very nice.
You know, Mr. Howard, I used to work in that town.
You said that before.
Oh, what a nice girls over there in Tottenville.
Yeah.
You know, when I was
I had more girls than you could shake a stick at.
I see.
Do you enjoy that sort of thing, shaking sticks at girls?
I don't mean that.
No?
Pay no attention,
He's getting personal with me.
Never mind. How do you like to work in the service?
Nursing is wonderful, Mr. Howard.
I bet you say that as if you really meant it, and I'm sure you did. What did you do before you entered the service?
I worked in a hospital.
In a hospital? You're right at home, man, at nursing.
Certainly.
What kind of work did you do in the hospital?
I was an attendant.
Attendant? To any particular branch of the hospital, to the executive end, or?
No, I was a nurse's attendant.
A nurse's attendant. You mean you attended nurses? Well, that's a confusion.
You know, sister left a note for me today. She must have gone to the hospital, too.
Oh, she went to
the hospital? No, said I'm going to have my kimono cut out.
I see. Very good. Well, we are certainly very glad. I might ask you one more thing. How long have you been in the service?
I've been a cadet nurse at Kings County Hospital for a year and a half now.
A year and a half? That's swell. Kings County Hospital, that's out in Brooklyn, isn't
Brooklyn.
It?
Brooklyn.
Yeah, out around the... we're a little short, and I thought we ought to have a little hand in there, and I'm always sure of it when I mention Brooklyn.
Finish out talking about Brooklyn. I was out with a girl the other night. She was a defense worker from Brooklyn.
A defense worker?
Yeah, I took her all over town, showed her all the stripes, and still she wasn't satisfied. And after I spent all my time on her.
Oh, really? Well, what did she want?
Time and a half.
Time and a half.
Well, why don't you take me out sometime? I used to be a cover girl.
What? You used to be a what?
A cover girl.
Yeah, manhole cover. What do you mean?
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I used to be a cover girl on the magazine.
Yeah.
You wore what magazine?
Cobbler Mechanics. This is a long, all night. Mr. McGee, would you reach into the dunk out there and pick out a question for us, please? And would you be kind enough to read the question, if you will?
In what town in Pennsylvania did Lincoln make his Gettysburg Address?
No help, please. No help. In what town in Pennsylvania did Lincoln make his Gettysburg Address? Did you hear the question, Mr. McCartney?
You want the truth, Mr. Howard?
Certainly.
I didn't hear the question.
Go on.
I simply just can't keep my eyes off Miss McGee.
All right, never mind. What makes you fall in love with every girl you see?
Every girl I see.
I'm not.
Then what was your question, Mr. Howard?
All right, I'll give it to you again. In what town in Pennsylvania did Abraham Lincoln make his famous Gettysburg Address?
Oh, the same question.
Yes, the same question.
Well, whose address are you looking for, Mr. Howard?
Look, I'm not looking for anyone's address. I want to know what town in Pennsylvania Lincoln made his Gettysburg Address. The address is irrelevant.
Irrelevant, Pennsylvania? Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. Mr. McNaughton, you have the lowest IQ I've ever seen.
Can't help it. My suspender's broke.
Mr. McNaughton, is it a large city?
Well, I wouldn't say it was a large city.
Why? Why wouldn't you say it was a large city?
Well, because...
Well, speak up, man. There's nothing to be ashamed of.
Certainly not. You're among friends.
You don't have to hide anything from us, Mr. Howard.
Certainly not.
I assure you, old boy, we'll treat you with the utmost confidence.
Look, why don't you three join the cavalry and release three jackasses for active duty?
I don't think get on to yourself.
Look... Please, don't any of you know anything about history?
Oh, history, I do. I'll never forget my history class in school.
No.
There was a little girl who used to sit beside me named Bessie.
All right, did you learn anything about history?
Sure, but not as much as I learned about Bessie.
Mr. McCartney, did you know or do you know Lincoln's Gettysburg Address?
No, I don't even know his telephone number. Why don't you dial information?
Why don't you stick your fingers in your ears and go bowling, Mr. McNaughton? So, any of you know anything about your country?
I don't. I live in the city.
You live in the city.
I don't like the country.
No.
The woodpeckers keep me awake all night.
I see. Why don't you sleep with your hat on? Look, Miss McConnell, don't you know what Lincoln said?
No. I never tuned in on his program.
My dear young lady. Let me rephrase that line. My dear lady, some people grow up and spread good cheer. You just grew up and spread.
What was your question, Mr. Howard?
All right, once more. In what town in Pennsylvania did Lincoln make his Gettysburg Address?
Oh, the same question, huh?
Ain't that awful? Any schoolboy should know that.
Oh, schoolboy. Well, do I remember my school days, yes. The teacher used to keep me after school.
Because you didn't know the answers?
No, because I did. He used to look at me and say, oh, McNaughton, you dog, you.
They call them wolves now.
You know, when I went to school, I fell down on a 25-word composition.
You did, really? How was that?
She didn't know 25 words.
Just what we mean when we say it pays to be ignorant, to be dumb, to be dense, to be ignorant. It pays to be ignorant just like me. I took my girl to dinner. We had a wonderful feast. They had to give my girl the check because I couldn't read.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
Be ignorant, have no brain, be inane, just be ignorant. It pays to be ignorant just like me. I took my girl to dinner. We had a wonderful feast. They had to give my girl the check because I couldn't read. So you see, it pays to be ignorant. Have no brain, be inane, just be ignorant. Pays to be ignorant just like me. I took my girl to dinner.